Hi, this is Joshua Paul here. We welcome you to our podcast where you hear the Rhema Revelation Word of God coming from the heart of God to your heart. And in this revelation, I am sharing thoughts, divine thoughts that can replace every negative thought, every thought that is not from God. So in this episode, I'm dealing with not giving up. Bible says, do not give up. Do not be weary in doing good. And what is doing good? I'm explaining this in episode. Please listen and send me your feedback. God bless you.
So before I start the message, I would like to read Galatians 6 chapter. Galatians 6 chapter. It says, my beloved friends, if you see a believer who is overtaken with fear or fault or overtaken with, overtaken with mistake. It says mistake, okay? Not just sin. It's a fault or sin behavior. As Christians, we do not have sin nature. We have sin behavior. Because we don't have sin nature, we have son nature. Jesus came into our life, took away the sin nature and gave us a son nature, but we still keep making mistakes or we keep committing sin or we keep, there are some faults which are of the old nature that still lingers on. So when you see someone is overtaken with that sin habit or a fault or a mistake, may the one who overflows with the Holy Spirit, I'm reading from the Passion Translation, may the one who considers himself, who overflows, bubbling, joyful, overflowing with the Spirit. And another, for the footnote says, those who are in the Spirit, those who are mature in the Spirit, those who are in the Spirit, or those who are overflowing with the Spirit, seek to restore that person. Not criticize the person, not judge the person, not condemn the person. We all make mistakes at one time or another. We all get angry. We all get upset. We all get offended. We all use words to hurt, to slander, to stab. We use words as per to our convenience to put down others. But God's word says we need to forgive them. The main concept of Christianity or likeness is forgiveness. So the word of God says, restore him over, not with sharp words, with gentle words, kind words, compassionate words, which will, see, the gentle words are the ones which will open the heart, open his or her heart to you, and will keep you from exalting yourself over that person. So it is not the words of correction or words of discipline. It's not the words of using the scriptures. The Bible says, or the Word of God says, or Jesus says, the Holy Spirit says. It doesn't matter who says, whom you're quoting, but how you say. It doesn't matter who says. It's how you say matters more important than who says it. So if you're quoting scripture, if you're saying Jesus says, you must have the nature of Jesus before you take the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you're quoting the Holy Spirit, if you're quoting Paul or quoting anybody else, we need to have that maturity, humility, and integrity to say those things. Okay. So it clearly says, win him or her over. We are here to win the lost at any cost. Amen. We are here. The only reason why, even after 6 months of being shut down, we didn't have services here, we've been paying rent, we've been paying the bills, we've been, continuing to keep this place of worship, though it is so high and many people, they think, okay, we're not going to church, so we don't have to, pay the tithes or pay rent or pay, offerings, because they have this concept, if I eat from the restaurant, I pay in the restaurant. This is not a restaurant. Maybe you heard it from somebody that if you're eating from this church, you have to pay. You're listening to T.D. Jakes, you send the money to T.D. Jakes. I'm not against you sending to T.D. Jakes or to Pastor Benny Hinn or Joyce Meyer, but Bible says, sow to those who are spiritual overseers to you, who are meant to, who are praying for you, who are in fellowship with you, who know you by name, who know your family condition, who know you by name, who are praying for you, who are spiritually responsible for your protection. Then make sure that the umbrella that protects them also protects your family. The same God who releases the finances to the servant of God releases the finance to you. The same God who provides for the servant of God or a pastor, the one who's mentoring you, the one who's training you, is the same God who is also mentoring you, training you, providing for you because of the divine connection, because of the divine partnership, and because of your covenant relationship with the man of God. There's no offense if you listen to Joyce Meyer, Benny, Pastor Benny Hinn, T.D. Jakes. I listen to them too. I listen to Stephen Furtick. So I'm so blessed by the word and by his jokes, by his comments. But he is not my mentor. He is not mentoring me. I don't know him one-on-one. He is not my spiritual shepherd. My shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So as you are connected to me, I am connected to God. As God is connected to me, so am I connected to you. So whatever God releases, freely we receive, freely we give. So every blessing, we release it back to you. So it says we don't hold back any blessing. Paul says in Acts 20 chapter, he says, we withhold not any counsel from God. Withhold not any trade secret. We withhold not any blessing. We make sure we pass on the blessing to you. Even if we try to hold it, we cannot hold it because God blesses is the God who blesses you. It overflows us. It is not in our control to stop the blessing or release the blessing. Many people think unless I bless, you're blessed. No. That's not the point. When you have a right relationship with God, when you're connected to God, God is a God who blesses you. When you receive this revelation that comes from the heart of God through my heart into your heart, automatically the blessing that comes from God flows, overflows my heart and flows into your heart. It's not my mind that controls, my hand. No. Heart belongs to God, and everything that flows in, flows out, comes from God and flows because of God. So that's why Bible says, keep your heart with diligence. Keep your heart pure, careful, so that none of the negative words or accusation or slander or judgment corrupt your heart or bring bitterness into your heart or bring hardness into your heart or bring the evil into your heart. In another translation, it says, it says, win him over with gentle words, which will open his heart to you and will keep you from exalting yourself over him. In another translation, it says, it keeps you from being harassed by the enemy. Being embarrassed or harassed by the enemy. What does it mean? The moment you try to help somebody and win them with humility, with love, you share the word of God to them, the devil somehow puts in pride in your heart that you're spiritually more superior than that person. And the moment you see them making mistake, they slip and they fall, a kind of pride comes, oh, I've been tested, I am above all of you, I'm more holier, I'm more stronger, I pray, I read the Bible, I am close intimacy with God. God talks to me like more than the neighbor talks to me, more the family member talks to me. I'm so close to God. God talks to me. I talk to God. I am superior. The moment you get that thought that you're more holier, more stronger, more superior, you're better than others, that is called a harassment from the enemy. It is not from the Holy Spirit. It looks like the Holy Spirit. It is not the Holy Spirit. There are so many times that you think it's the Holy Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. There are so many times you think it is the devil, but actually the Holy Spirit. There are so many times God tells you, don't look down at yourself. Be strong, be courageous, be proud. Be proud of me. Oh, that must be the devil that is telling me to be proud. Pride is from the devil. So it's not. You need to know which is the difference, what is the difference between the devil talking, you talking. So here it says, love empowers us to fulfill. Now, it's only love that empowers you. It's only love that empowers love in your heart. Romans 5:5, love of God, fruit of the Spirit, the fruit, the effect, the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit produces, instills, inculcates, imbibes in you is the love of God. empowers you. It's only the love of God that empowers you. When you have the love of God, you are empowered. If you don't have the love of God, you are not empowered. You are disempowered. So love empowers us to fulfill the law of the anointed one as we carry others' trouble. So if you think you are too important to stoop down, to come down, to help another person, you are living in deception. Do this. It says, if you think you are too important to come down to help another, you're living in deception. Even the very thought that you're coming down to help a pastor or encourage a pastor, or you want to encourage me or my family members, and that thought definitely is from the Holy Spirit, not from the devil. So don't feel embarrassed or harassed or like, you know, shy to help me. We need help. We need encouragement. Okay? We need. Don't think, oh, he's a pastor, he's so close to God, God is encouraging him. I'm a human being like him, you know. Yeah, I'm a pastor, he's so close to God, he doesn't need encouragement, he doesn't need food, he doesn't need to pay bills, God pays his bills, God goes to the electricity board, God goes to stands in the queue, God stands in the queue, pays bill, you know. God has apps, he pays the bill directly, you know. No, that doesn't happen. I have to pay the bills. I have to go ask God, God, I need to pay bills, I need to pay the fees, I need to clear my credit card. Thank you for giving more credit cards so I can use more credit cards. Thank you, Lord. I still remember there's a girl in America. She said, I'm born in America, I lived in America for so many years, I don't even have an American Express. I work, I earn, I have so much money, I have so much salary. I don't have any. So I encourage her, saying, you don't need a credit card. American Express card is a credit card. I need it so that I can buy a nice phone. I can, you know, take care so that I can buy some equipments. So why am I saying that God is not a God who directly pays the bill? He helps us to pay the bill, you know, through you. So be free, feel free to encourage me. So that's what I'm coming to. It says, let everyone, if you think you're too important or too high to stoop down to help another person, you're living in deception. Let everyone be devoted to fulfill the work. Listen, devoted to fulfill the work. I'm going to tell you what is the work. Let everyone be devoted to fulfill the work God has given them to do with excellence, not with stinginess, not with, feeling of inferiority. Do it with spirit of excellence. Do it with royalty. And their joy will be in doing what's right and being themselves, not in being affirmed by others. You are not doing good so that others will affirm you or confirm you or reform you. No. You're doing good because you get your joy by doing what is right, and you are being yourself. And then you don't need anyone to affirm you to do good. God appreciates you for doing good. Amen? God appreciates you. God honors you. God loves a cheerful giver. Every believer is ultimately responsible for his or her own conscience. So do it according to your conscience. And then the continuation, it says, for those who are taught the word of God. This is what is the work of God. Let everyone be devoted. What is being devoted to? The fulfill the work of God? This is what it is. To do it with excellence. So we need not take a text out of context and make it a pretext for your own context, for your own content or belief or anything. But you must read the old chapter. That's why I'm taking time to read the old chapter. For those who are taught the word of God must share all good things with their teacher. The one who teaches the word of God, you need to share. It says little things. It says share all good things. A sharing of wealth. And then it becomes more clear. A sharing of wealth takes place between them. A sharing of wealth in the means there is a two-way reciprocal. It's a reciprocal relationship. It is a co-equal relationship. We need to reciprocate one another, and we equally share. So I share my wealth of the wisdom of God and the grace of God, which is greater than the wealth of the world. Amen? Then the money, then the finances or the things that you have are actually God's riches or God's abundance and God's provision that's being given to you. And as you share your wealth, you are entitled. You're a recipient. You by default receive the wealth that comes from God. I like this translation. It's so nice. I'm continuing to read the next verse. It says, make no mistake about it, God will not be mocked. Many people only read from here, you know, but it's context. It talks about encouraging one another and also encouraging, helping one another, strengthening one another. We believe in that. We believe in going out and helping people, encouraging people, or find somebody who's doing it and stand with them, okay? It says, make no mistake about it, God will never be mocked, for what you plant will always be the very thing you harvest. For what you plant will always be the very thing you harvest. So you show me a harvest, I will show you your seed. Amen? You show me the blessings that you have, I will show you why. What was your seed that produced this harvest of blessing? If you are not receiving a harvest, if your harvest is little, I will tell you, I don't have to tell you, you will understand yourself that your sowing is little. Okay? Very simple. I keep moving on. I don't want to waste time on this explanation. It's self-explanatory. The harvest you reap reveals the seed that was planted. Okay? If you plant sparingly, it says you will reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you will reap generously. And it says, if you plant the corrupt seeds to self-life, mean for the unnecessary things, unwanted things, into the natural realm, you can expect to experience a harvest of corruption. Okay? If you plant the good seeds of spirit life, what are the good seeds? These good seeds would include prayer, Bible study, speaking wise words, giving, loving, and dropping seeds every day from a life lived in our new creation life. That's a footnote. So it means encouraging, it's helping, it is sending good text, sending positive text, faithful text, okay? When the enemy is bombarding you with negative text, if you go to church today, you will definitely get corona. He doesn't tell if you go to a market and buy provisions, you'll get coronavirus. He doesn't tell you if you stand in a queue, you go in a crowded place, in the market, the fish shop, there's so much of crowd. There you will not get any disease. If you go to church and if you worship God, you will definitely get coronavirus. So don't go to church. Listen to the devil. He is the one who will protect you. God bless you. So listen carefully. Don't allow yourself to be weary. That's it. Talks very clearly. If you plant good seeds of spirit life, you will reap the beautiful fruits that grow from everlasting life of the Spirit. Don't allow yourself to become weary or disheartened in planting good seeds. That's it. Do not give up planting good seeds. What is planting good seeds? Praying on the way to office, speaking blessing to people. In the office, praying for people around you. Praying for your boss. Wow. Praying that your company will go higher and higher and higher. Your company will stand because of you being in the right place. So those are called the seeds. Seed is not only what you give to the church or you sow to the minister of the gospel or some good deeds or some charity work, but seed is also the prayer that you pray. Amen? The prayers that you pray and also living your life out of a new creation life. Now listen carefully. I'm just going to conclude with this. If you plant good seeds of spirit life, you will reap beautiful fruits that grow from the everlasting life of the Spirit. So your harvest is determined by the seed that you sow. Amen? Your harvest. And then it says, don't allow yourself to get weary, discouraged, disheartened in planting good seed. Not just on Sunday. I know that some people say you need to send your offering on Sunday. No, we do it every day. Every day is Sunday for us. Thank God it's Sunday every day. Okay, for the reason of reaping the wonderful harvest you planted is coming. Take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others, especially to our brothers and sisters in the family of faith. There is the beautiful bull's eye. There is the point. Take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others, especially means be a blessing to the world, be a blessing to others, but more important to our brothers and sisters in the family of faith. Amen. So read Galatians 6 chapter 1 to 10 when you're at home and read the whole chapter. In fact, it will be nice if you read the whole book. Okay, the book of Galatians is so powerful, so amazing. So thank you so much for watching us. And if you are on Instagram, you go to my bio, you find PayPal me, Dr. Joshua Paul. So you find that link and send your seed so that you will be blessed and prosperous for those who are watching me through Instagram. Others, you know how to reach me. I'm just one phone call away. God bless. God be with you. Bye.